In Texas, your electricity provider is a retail electric provider chosen either by you or assigned to you by default. And you can identify it in under 5 minutes using your zip code, your utility account number, or the state's official Power to Choose website. This matters because knowing your current provider is the first step before comparing rates, filing a complaint, or switching to a better plan. This guide walks through every reliable method, explains what to do if the standard approaches fail, and clarifies when switching is and is not worth the effort. Why Texas has multiple electricity companies. Texas deregulated most of its electricity market in 2002 under Senate Bill 7. The Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCT, oversees the system. Under deregulation, the industry splits into two distinct roles. Your utility, also called a transmission and distribution utility, or TDU, owns the physical wires, poles, and meters that deliver electricity to your home. The major TDUs in Texas are Oncor, Dallas-Fort Worth area, CenterPoint Energy, Houston area, AEP Texas, South and West Texas, and Texas New Mexico Power, or TNMP, smaller communities across the state. You cannot choose your TDU. It is determined by your address. Your retail electric provider is the company that actually sells you the electricity, sets your rate, and sends your monthly bill. As of 2222, the PUCT licenses more than 100 active REPs in Texas. These include large national names like TXU Energy, Reliant, now NRG, and Green Mountain Energy, as well as smaller regional providers. You do choose your rep, and that choice affects your price significantly. If you have never actively picked a provider, you are likely on your TDU's Provider of Last Resort, POLR rate, which is typically higher than competitive market rates. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, reported that the average Texas residential retail price in 2022 was approximately 13.5 cents per kilowatt hour, but POLR rates often run 2 to 4 cents per kilowatt hour above the market average. Method 1. Check your electricity bill. The fastest way to identify your rep is to look at your most recent electricity bill. Your rep's name, logo, and contact information appear in the header or top section of the bill. Texas law, as administered by the PUCT, requires REPs to clearly identify themselves on all customer correspondence. Your bill will also show your TDU separately, usually in a line item section labeled Delivery Charges or TDU Charges. Do not confuse the two. The TDU name on your bill is not your electricity provider for rate purposes. If you pay through an online portal, log in and check the account summary or plan details page. The rep name is required to appear there as well. Method 2. Use the official Power to Choose website. The PUCT operates powertochoose.org, the state's official electricity shopping website. It includes a provider lookup tool that works by address. Here is the step-by-step process. Go to powertochoose.org. Enter your zip code in the search bar on the homepage. The site will display available plans in your area. Look for the Who is my current provider or address lookup feature in the site menu. Alternatively, call the PUCT Consumer Protection Division at 1-888-782-8477. A representative can look up your current rep by address during business hours. PowerToChoose.org is funded by the PUCT and does not earn referral fees from providers, which makes it a neutral source. It is the most authoritative starting point for any Texas electricity research. Method 3. Contact your TDU directly. Your transmission and distribution utility maintains records of which rep is associated with each meter on its network. Because the TDU handles the physical infrastructure, it always knows which rep has contracted to serve your address. To use this method, find your TDU based on your region. Oncor, 1-888-313-4747, serves most of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and West Texas. CenterPoint Energy, 1-800-332-7143, serves Houston and surrounding areas. AEP Texas, 1-866-223-8508, serves Corpus Christi, Laredo, and surrounding regions. TNMP, 1-888-866-8555, 7456 serves parts of the Panhandle and smaller communities. When you call, have your service address and, if possible, or meter number ready. The meter number appears on the outside of your meter box. The TDU can confirm your rep's name and general contact information within a few minutes. Method 4. Search by address through rep websites. Several large reps offer address-based account lookup tools on their own websites. If you suspect you might be with TXU Energy, Reliant, Gexa Energy, or another major provider, visit their site and use the Find My Account or Check My Address feature. This method is less efficient than the first three because it requires guessing the right provider. Use it only as a secondary confirmation after narrowing down your provider through one of the methods above. What if you are on a month-to-month or holdover rate? When a fixed-term contract expires in Texas, most reps automatically roll the customer onto a month-to-month variable rate rather than disconnecting service. This holdover rate can change each billing cycle and is often significantly higher than the original contract rate. You can confirm whether you are in a contract or on a variable month-to-month plan by logging into your rep's online portal and checking the plan details or current contract section. The PUCT requires all reps to make this information accessible to customers. If your current rate is above 14 cents per kilowatt hour on a month-to-month basis, as a rough benchmark for 2024 market conditions, per EIA data, comparing plans on powertochoose.org is worth the time. When switching is not the right move, not every situation calls for switching providers. There are cases where staying put makes more financial sense. If you are inside an early termination window, many Texas electricity contracts carry early termination fees, ETFs, ranging from $75 to $200. If switching would save less than the ETF over the remainder of your contract, the math does not support leaving early. If your current rate is already competitive, if your all-in rate, base charge plus energy charge plus TDU delivery fees, divided by total kilowatt hours used, is within 1 cent per kilowatt hour of the lowest comparable plans on powertochoose.org, the administrative effort of switching may not produce meaningful savings. If you use very low electricity, fixed monthly charges, which many Texas plans carry in the $5 to $15 range, can make a cheaper per kilowatt hours rate more expensive in practice for households using fewer than 500 kilowatt hours per month. How to read a Texas electricity facts label. Once you have identified your current provider and want to compare it against alternatives, the Electricity Facts Label, EFL, is the standard comparison document. The PUCT requires every Texas rep to publish an EFL for each plan. It shows the average price per kilowatt hour at 500, 1,000, and 2,000 kilowatt hours usage levels, the contract term, and any fees. The 1,000 kilowatt hours column is the most useful benchmark for a typical Texas household. According to EIA data, the average Texas residential customer used approximately 1,176 kilowatt hours per month in 2022, which is higher than the national average due to air conditioning demand. Always compare EFLs at your actual usage level, not just the headline advertised rate, which is often quoted only at the 2,000 kilowatt hours tier. Summary, the fastest path to your answer. To find your current electricity provider in Texas, check your bill first, use powertochoose.org, or call the PUCT at 1-888-782-8477. Once you have the provider's name, log into their portal to confirm your rate and contract status. From there, a comparison on powertochoose.org takes roughly 10 minutes and gives a clear picture of whether the current plan is competitive or whether a switch would produce real savings.